4CBA, name is David.
Yes, Ian. Just trying to get this radio set up, make sure it's working right.
It sounds good. You're solid in the repeater, and what kind of antenna are you using?
High band antenna for 440, 220, and 2 meter.
A radio.
It's Anytone DMR radio. It says analog digital tri-band.
It seems to be kind of the up-and-coming thing, DMR. I've been doing a little reading about it, but I don't know very much about it, to be honest with you.
That's the same problem I have. I'm new to it and just now learning it, but I think I've got most of the stuff for the area around here programmed in it. I don't hear a lot of traffic on it yet.
See who is, who you're talking to and their call and all that, their location on DMR.
That's true, you can. It shows their name, their call sign, where they're located, on 9 yards.
It would certainly cut down on the riffraff, wouldn't it?
Yeah, I'm nice to see just how well it works. They claim you can talk just about anywhere with them now, the way they link all the repeaters.
Part of that, too, I've just, and I found it interesting that most of the DMR radios, if not all of them that I've seen, are handhelds.
Sells two of them. They sell the, I have the 878 that I use for the handheld, and this is the 578 tri-band that they just came out with not long ago, and it's pretty nice little radio, the way I like it.
If I've seen Anytone advertised and on different, gosh, I can't remember which site I was on, but anyway, I've been on so many amateur radio sites, but anywho, yeah, and it's so funny, I'm so ignorant. I tell you, I found out a few weeks ago that my dual bander here is a cross band radio. I didn't even know it.
Yeah, the one I used to use, I still have it, is a Kenwood 733A I've had for years, dual bander. You can scan on both bands at the same time. I mean, I love the radio. It doesn't do any kind of digital at all. So, and you know, if you want to pick up any kind of digital channels, especially if you, like me, I'm former law enforcement, so I like to listen in on the police bands too. And most of the police bands these days have gone to DMR, so you can't pick them up on an analog radio, KE4ZWC.
Yeah, I've noticed they have the little squatty antennas. It's like a little nub. KB4CBA. But anyway, what was I going to say? Oh, well. Where were you in law enforcement?
I worked in Oconee County as a reserve deputy for about 7 years, and I went over to be a state constable for about another 5 years, and got a little too old to mess with it, so I got out of it.
Okay, well, good deal. Well, my father-in-law, I married into a law enforcement family, and my father-in-law, mother-in-law, they had three daughters, and I married the middle one. And he was Captain Earl Watson with the City Police, Greenville City Police Department. He was captain of the detectives and for years. And he served with the city for 33 years, and then he retired in 90, and he passed away about 10 years ago. I tell you, I really miss him. And but he was a neat guy. And then I worked for the county back from 90 to 95, almost 5 years to the day. And I worked on the police cars and ambulances, and a lot of the officers like to stay with their cars. Let me let this repeater drop here. But they would stay and talk with me while I was, you know, normally it would just be like an oil change and tire rotation kind of thing. And so they would talk with me, and I got to know a good many of the sheriff's deputies back then. And it was just really neat to hear some of the stories and, you know, just get to know them as a person. And just some great guys and gals that work for Greenville County.
My time doing that as well. Both my brothers were in law enforcement. One still is. He's a probation officer over in Tocoa, Georgia right now. I live in Walhalla, South Carolina. That's where I'm sitting in my truck right now.
Say that last part again about Walhalla.
That's where I live. I'm sitting in my truck in Walhalla right now.
Walhalla. Yes, sir. We're a good ways apart. I'm in Taylor's, but of course we're talking through the repeater at 3,500 feet. So the wonders of FM amateur radio. And seriously, that we could talk simplex on FM. Because I just got a little J-pole up on the roof, and that's all I have for 2 meters. I'm talking on my mobile rig, I guess you know that, but it's a ICOM 2730 and diamond antenna, dual band antenna, which I really like, and well, I like the radio too, and so have no complaints whatsoever.
The little handhelds I have is a Yaesu FT5R, I believe it is. I love that little handheld. It's been a great radio.
I had a Yaesu, I think it was a 23R. And it was an old 2 meter HT. I had that thing for years. Had a quick charger for it and external mic. And one of my nephews just out of the blue went to Atlanta, took his test, got his license, and I just wanted to tell him. I didn't say anything. I just wanted to tell him, you know, dude, you could have saved that drive to Atlanta and just taken the test, you know, here in Greenville on Saturday, on a given Saturday. But anyway, he got his ticket, so he didn't have any money. He didn't have a job, so I gave him that HC, but I don't think he ever did anything with it. I think I talked to him on the air one time, I don't think he does anything with ham radio anymore.
People get their ticket like that, and they'll kind of lose interest over time, won't play with it anymore.
If he knew about, I think he'd be interested in FT8, you know, FT4, and some of those digital modes. And I might try to introduce him to that, especially if he comes over to the house and... He's a brilliant guy. I mean, he's just super intelligent. He was valedictorian of his class, senior class in high school, and he was autistic, but he just kind of came out of his shell. It was really interesting his senior year, and he gave us his speech and everything. And graduation, and just really surprised us all. So, because I haven't heard him say, you know, too many words my whole life, and then all of a sudden he's up there giving a speech, you know, which is one of the scariest things to do for some people. So, they say it rates right up there with dying and something else. I don't know.
I never was much for getting up in front of a bunch of people and talking.
I was a music director in Baptist Church all my life, so I did that for over 40 years, and so I was used to being up in front of people and talking, and that doesn't really bother me. I had to take a speech class to get my, when I got my undergraduate, and then I went on and got my master's degree, but I did all that online, and I was so grateful for that, because I had a wife and two girls and full-time job and full-time job and then a part-time job. I worked two jobs pretty much all my life, so but I'm retired now, so praise God for that.
Not quite ready to retire yet. I've been working at the same place for 41, almost 42 years now. Just ain't ready to hang it up.
Say that, I'm not either, but, you know, God had other plans, so, but if the door opens, I would gladly just step right back into it, because I miss it so much. I really miss being up there and leading worship. It just, I feel like a fish out of water sitting out in the congregation. It's just a weird feeling, you know. I've been up there all my life, and now I'm not, and it's I can't even explain it, the weirdness of it. But anyway, and there was something else I was going to say, but there that thought goes. It went in one ear and out the other. before I could get it out of my mouth. But anyway, must not have been too important. Well, I'm sitting here in my driveway, so I'm going to pull on into the garage, and my signal might get a little noisier in the repeater, so I guess I'll say adios, but it's good to talk with you. And tell me your name again.
Hey, it's Ken. Yeah, I'm about to run to. My wife just got in from the store, so I got to go help her unload.
Definitely need to help her. 73 is KV4CBA.
KE4ZWC.
You still there? KA3JCA.
Still here.
I caught the first part of your call, KE4. I missed the last bit. I know you got to help your wife, but I'll get with you later. I'm in the DMR also, and I have the 578 and the 878. But I just needed your call. I'll look up your DMRI later and maybe give you a private call.
Yeah, it's KE4ZWC. I just put in for a vanity call, too, so I'm waiting on that to come in. It'll change it.
Well, I monitor, like, the Pickens or the Spartanburg PRN, and I can also reach the Wahala PRN in Chat 1 and Chat 2. So if you ever get on those are linked over this way, too, because I live over in Simpsonville. So, all right, I'll say 73s because I know you have to help your wife and so forth, and I look forward to talking to you later on the log. KA3JCA.
I look forward to learning some stuff. KE4ZWC.